Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Geeked off our dick shit. I think that should just be the episode title. Geeked off our dick shit. Geeked is that the sentence I said?
Deep.
Geeked
deep.
Off our dick shit.
Geeked off our dick shit.
Try to say it again.
Geeked off our dick shit.
Bro, imagine being a parent hearing that sentence.
Geek off my I can't
what
say
do you like your kid is like you're like this is what's in that's what the kids are saying
geeked
off our dick shit.
Geeked off our dick shit. Dick shit sounds like dick shin to me.
Okay,
geeked off our dick
that's
shin.
Valid. I see how you made that connection. I don't. Hello Stiff Socks family, this is
where we going.
Right. Yeah, we're going.
Hell yeah, we're in here. We're in the studio. 4,200 and then some Patreons. Thank you, man.
Dude.
Think about that.
I can't.
Think about 4,000 people. And they're like, hey, I overheard you talking about come at the bus stop. Where can I hear more of this? Well, matter of fact, every Friday you can.
Every Friday you can. Like,
isn't
people,
that great?
People listen to like, they're like, oh shit, feet. And they're like, I'd like to hear more about Trevor's virginity and Michael's foot fetish.
I love that.
I love it.
That's very neat. It's cool to share that connection with the audience. So let's address the elephant in the room here, huh?
Which one? Is there a fucking elephant in the room?
Dude, I wish.
Would you, okay, if you had to buy like an exotic animal, you were like racked out.
Yes.
And you know how there's some weird thing about being racked out where you're like, exotic animal.
Lemur.
Just get a car.
I want a lemur.
No, you don't.
Have you ever seen a lemur?
Fuck that.
Dude, lemurs, I feel like I look like a lemur.
I don't know what that means. What's a
you
lemur?
You don't know what a lemur is?
Hold on, lemurs are the Lion King. The Lion King
guy. There's a lot of animals in the Lion King.
Okay, but you lemurs, know what I mean. Timon and Pumbaa. Like Timon or something was a lemur.
I believe, I'll show you right now. They're
I think
very,
Timon was
I love their eyes. I feel like, oh, fuck.
What?
Time to, how do you spell lemur?
Are you asking me that question?
I'm the best singer.
Lemur,
Lamar,
I spelled my middle name brain.
Okay, here we go. Siri. Lemur.
You gotta do this. Speak to text, you dumb fuck.
Oh, there's a U in it. Bro, this is taking me so goddamn long.
A U?
Oh, yeah, lemurs. Look, bro.
Hold on. There's a U in lemur? Yeah. Lemur.
Bro, look at these dudes. They got dope looking eyes. They're all like jacked up at you. They got that fresh frat party coke vibe eyes.
I don't know. That looks like a prostitute that you could get for $2.
Bro, me.
That's not, fuck, that's you a little.
All right, so wait. I didn't even let you finish the question. I'm sorry. Were you asking if I could be any animal or like if I could, what animal do you think is the most packing?
I was saying there's something about if you're super, super duper rich, you run out of things to buy.
From Montana,
like,
has a monkey.
Siberian tiger. I'd like that.
But who's the guy like approving that? Like people are like, it's so easy to get a gun. Okay, sure, I see that side. How is it so easy for a rapper to be like, oh, this Bengal tiger is endangered? How do I get one to fucking Van Nuys? How do I?
These
aren't the right terrains.
There's certain
French, you gotta stop taking exotic animals to non-exotic places.
To the hills? They're not used to the hills, dude. They can't handle
it. Tiger doesn't want deep fried tofu.
No, yo.
It wants your goddamn Yorkie, all right?
Motherfucking tiger don't want to get into a goddamn Uber. Yo, a fucking tiger live in LA. They got to take an Uber.
How many fucking lights are there in this goddamn? What? We moved half a mile in 3 days. Bitch, am I a snail? Why are people eating snails?
Put them down. Put them down.
What's the difference?
Put them the fuck down. You have a snail.
Okay. Where do snails go when it's not raining? Where do they go? Where do snails go when it's not raining?
They have their they have their apartment on their back. They just go in the back.
Hold up. Snails hibernate and nobody's talking about it.
Let's talk about it.
Bro. Snails. When it's not raining, where are they?
They're in the shells. What do you mean?
Okay, but where are the shells located? Where do they hibernate in the dry weather?
No, I've seen it. Hold on.
You're telling me you've seen a snail in Arizona?
I've seen a snail. Not in Arizona.
Okay, well, they get by sprinklers, but what do they do the rest of the day when it's just dry?
I think they live... Dude, they have their apartment. Don't they live in their apartment?
Yo. What? Do they live in pools? Is their back have moisture in it like a camel back? On their back?
Oh, they have water in the hump?
Bro, wait.
You want to know what they do?
What?
They seal themselves up inside their shell like their apartment. They just like they get a layer of mucus.
Bro, and they seal up. Dude, that's like living in a fleshlight though. Is that a little? Do they jerk off in the shell? They're down.
I don't know if they do, but I'm guarantee someone has used a snail to jerk off.
How
before.
Do people know all those like scientific facts that are like the killer whale jacks off 97 times in a day? Right. Do they just?
Someone had to measure how much cum like a blue whale comes every time they.
First of all.
It's got to be 18 to 19 gallons. Minimum.
How do you get that job? How does that job?
I'd take that job. You wouldn't take that job?
No. Because I feel like I'd be too tired one morning, maybe a little hungover, and I just don't see. And then I get blindsided by a 10-gallon nut.
Yeah, who's jerking off the whales? Who's the person jerking off the whales?
Are they all mental? Bro, how many wet dreams are they having? They don't have.
They're always having wet dreams because they're in the water.
Shit, they're in the ocean.
Fuck. Hold on, so all fish, when they dream, they're wet dreams.
When they nut. You said when they dream, there's wet dreams.
But that's what I'm saying. Oh. Every dream they have is wet because they're always underwater.
Oh,
so they have it. That's what I'm saying. So all fish are coming at night.
Bro.
Dude, that's how there's so many fish.
A fish is swimming and like there's a fish behind it, but they don't really know. And you know when you like spit a loogie out the window?
Yeah.
How many times a fish has just been floating and nut and then hit like the goldfish behind it?
A bunch.
Imagine that. You're on your way to work just going from one coral to the other and then nut in the middle of your fucking, the eyes over here?
But what happened? Why is the fish nutty midair or midwater?
Where else do fish nut? Do they have
like... Oh, so you're saying a fish is underwater jerking off?
I'm, okay. Yeah. However fish... pleasure themselves, right?
Hold on.
They swim against an electric eel.
I think we're
some soft core.
I think we stumbled upon something that I think we need to ask. Fish don't jerk off.
But do they nut?
I think they nut, but they don't. I don't think they jerk off. So what I'm saying is, you're like your sort of metaphor you're giving me, or an example you're giving me. I mean, the fish is not going to just nut in midair because it doesn't jerk off.
What if it? What if it's a wet dream? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's up there like fucking, you'll never catch me. Ha, see?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think fish sleep.
Yo, they have to.
Hold on. If fish don't sleep,
bro,
they don't have wet dreams.
Entrepreneur shit. They're like, I'm just up for the next fucking
dude,
day.
Have you ever seen a salmon? Them motherfuckers fight against current. That's
actually so sad that it's at the top. Think about that. You're swimming all the way up a water fountain. Waterfall?
Well,
all the way up a waterfall, and then you get bit. I don't want to get bit like one jump up. Why? No. They're making it to the top. They see light. They're like at the end of the obstacle course.
Yeah, but not all of them to getting ate up or at the end. Some are just swimming upstream like once or twice, and then the bear goes, gaga, gaga.
Oh, really? I pictured it always to be like they're up here, and they swim up, 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 like it's like a lot, like with the rock climbing.
Yeah.
And then the bear's always chill there because it's a blind corner. You know?
No.
It's like when cops hide for radar because it's a blind corner.
Right.
I thought they just didn't know. They're like, I'm almost at the top. And the bear's like, ha-ha.
I think it's just one, like wherever the bear is, I think it's getting the salmon then.
Oh, I just thought bear like posted up.
No.
Salmon are very ambitious, to be honest. What if they're just like edgy teenagers? They're like, I'm fucking out of this river, mom.
I think maybe it is, right? Because they're swimming to like go fuck. They're swimming up the river to fuck.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I think it's on my God.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think salmon are swimming upstream to get pussy.
Horny.
Yes.
Horny.
Yes.
And you're telling me fish don't jerk off? Or maybe why they're
salmon.
So horny.
I think salmon have the highest testosterone.
Yeah. Are they the only fish that swim upstream for pussy?
There's no other fish that do that.
Flounders? Bro, okay. Flounders.
You ever have flounder with some butter on it?
Flounders little pervy.
Why?
They're just staring up at the ocean ceiling at all given times, invading every girl's privacy that they go over.
That's what they do? That's a salmon, starfish.
Salmon are, no, what am I talking about?
Flounders.
Flounders. Flounders, they got two eyes on one side, and they always lurking at what's up above them.
Hold on, they're not.
That's kind of creepy.
They don't. Flounders don't swim.
Nah, they're just dressed in camouflage, sitting on the bottom.
Bro, they're
that's what we eat.
They're kind of creepy.
Yeah, that wasn't good. But girls' skirts. All the
that's
whole
what
time.
I'm saying.
Oh no,
like, isn't that a little sus? Nobody's like, stop looking at my udders. Do fish have udders?
Yeah, they for sure have udders.
Holes.
They have, maybe some have.
Do
mold.
Fish have udders? I can't wait till
you know
I'm
what's
like
hilarious?
10 years from now.
Yeah.
And some kids like, Dad, do you remember when you said this on podcast? What?
You know what's hilarious? You know what I like a lot?
Huh?
Is that that cows have udders, and we got udders. We both got udders, dude.
Do you think cows think udders. Humans are flat chested? What the fuck?
Yeah,
bro. Yeah, I think imagine the first time a cow just saw a human and was like, what the fuck?
You only got two?
Yeah.
I got 19. I got two on a motherfucking
like,
Wednesday.
Like, is this like teeth? Are they just going to fall out?
Yeah, she gets all nervous. They're all going to go.
Oh, goddamn, goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.